Well, I thought, you know, you always got to look over your shoulder. I don't think they're in real danger. I think if we'd have got to the start of the season and been in this position, we probably would have taken it. So, you know, we're there at the moment. We haven't been in the relegation zone all season, so I don't think there's time to real panic. But of course, when you're on such a bad run, you can't see when the next win is coming from. And that's the hard thing.
How big is this game tomorrow then against Reading? Because current players always say, well, it's only 3 points and no games are bigger than any others. But watching from the sidelines, this does feel like a real pivotal game, doesn't it, this weekend?
Yeah, well, they're the standard answers you'd expect, aren't they? It's never like that. It does mean a lot to the players. It's actually harder watching now as a supporter because you have no influence on the game, really, apart from like vocally. You know, you can't get on the pitch and do it yourself. So, I'd rather be a player than a supporter in this situation. Without a doubt.
Tell me what it's like on the pitch. Can the fans actually make that much difference?
Absolutely they can. It's it makes a huge, huge difference. And I've been lucky enough to play, you know, in some big games at Norwich at Carrow Road, you know, the likes of Bayern Munich and Vitus Arnhem and you know, good wins against Ipswich and things like that. So, you know, when the fans are with you and behind you, it makes a huge difference. And not just only to the home team, you know, but it actually puts off the away team. I mean, I've played at places like Newcastle and the cacophony and noise can actually put you off your game. You know, you have a game plan there, but you can't get the messages through because there's so much noise. It can be very intimidating. So not only can it lift the home players, which it does all the time, it can really hinder the away players.
And from the other side of it, yes, your Norwich career, you saw all sides of life, didn't you, as a footballer? Because there was a great European run, and not long after, you were playing at a time when there were a lot of protests during the Robert Chase era. So was it more difficult to play when the atmosphere was like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It always is. As much as I say, you've had those standard answers from those players, it does affect you on the pitch. You know, you do get nervy. I think it's a natural reaction as a human being. I think you see that from the players as well, and you see it from the supporters. But, you know, when the supporters are quiet, it does affect you on the pitch, because normally if it's a loud noise, you know, you've got this, it kind of lifts you and spurs you through the game. And if it's quite quiet, you can hear the odd shout coming from the crowd, and that negativity can get onto the field a lot easier than if it's a loud noise and it gets drowned out. So, you know, they make a huge difference to the fans, and the Norwich fans have always been brilliant, but we need to stay in this Premier League this season especially, and you know, we need the Yellow Army to turn up on Saturday.
So sometimes you can pick out specific shouts, can you, from the crowd, one particular
Absolutely,
member
yeah.
of the crowd aimed at you?
I can't repeat most of those, Chris, but you can. When things aren't going well and it's quiet, you can pick up the odd shout from the crowd, which can be quite abusive at times. So that, and then that doesn't help. So when there's, you know, such a cacophony and noise and a loudness, you know, you don't pick any of that up. It's just a noise which gets behind you. And as I say, as much as it lifts the home players, it intimidates the away players as well.
Nice to talk to you, Darren. Thanks very much, Darren Eady.
Chris, will I just say,
go on,
just to coin a phrase from Delia Smith, let's be having you. Come on.